This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And welcome back into hour number two. And if we got Butch Ridgdale coming up in just a little bit, we're going to give you some tips. If you've never, ever fished in the CCA's Ride the Bull tournament, it's a kayak tournament. It's one of the biggest kayak tournaments in the country. They pour out of the Bridgeside Marina, head in there to Caminata Pass to catch those big bulls. Darryl was just talking about who have arrived now. So it should be a very good tournament. He's got some advice on how to rig up, how to land one of those fish, bring it to the kayak, and then how to properly release it, because it's a big part of it now. There is no keeping of any redfish over 27 inches anymore, and they never did there anyway. There are boats that come out there and pick it up from you and revive it, resuscitate it, and release it to fight another day. It's a great event. Also, I want to make give you a note. I got those of you who watch our Bayou Wild TV show in the Baton Rouge area. The Sunday airing will be a little bit earlier than usual. Normally it airs at 12:30, but it will be airing at 11:30 on tomorrow. So make sure you catch it. It's going to be, in fact, and you can watch it now on YouTube. It's a Ride the Bull documentary. So it kind of tells you about the history from some of the founders. Danny Ray, who was one of the founders, and of course, Rad Trashy, who's been very active in taking it to another level with CCA, and some of the contestants there. You can see how it's all done and how much fun it is and the kind of crowd that it draws. So check it out. It's on BayouWildTV.com, and you can check it out on our YouTube. And speaking of TV, I just got a text in from a guy who's getting back in the TV business. Glad to hear it. John Jackson. He's got the On the Bayou or Out the Bayou. I think it's Out the Bayou show, and it'll be coming back. He's headed to Lake Bourne looking for Triple Tail, and he was listening to the feature on Tofield Bourgeois, who is a very good friend of John's, too. So welcome back in, John, and good luck. Hope you find some of those Triple Tail out there in Lake Bourne. And like he commented, yeah, if Mike doesn't get them all, that's Mike Gallo, and he'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes. And in fact, we'll get a Triple Tail report from Captain Mike, along with redfish and trout and whatever else is going on over there in the Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne, North Biloxi Marsh area. One other thing I wanted to mention to you, if you're interested in getting in on the Louisiana Black Bear Hunting Lottery, it opened up on July 28th. It's going to shut down on August 28th, so that's sneaking up. If you haven't applied for a permit, you need to do so. Go to the Wildlife and Fisheries website and check it out there. Just look for the Louisiana Black Bear Hunting Lottery and all the details, how it all works, what you'll have to do if you are chosen, and what you have to do to apply. And you can get all the information you need on hunting black bear in Louisiana. All right. We got a couple of rodeos, and I'll get to these later. They're coming up in October, so we still got some time before we need to talk about those. Some text messages. We got this one. Someone's been putting out jug lines for catfish in Lake Salvador, but catching mostly sharks. Way too many sharks. Man, that goes to show you about saltwater intrusion. I mean, you know, I can remember Lake Salvador was pretty much, in my younger days, a totally freshwater. And at times it would turn a little brackish and maybe some bull reds would come in there. But, you know, now you can find trout in there. You can find redfish, and sharks have invaded the duck blinds around Lake Salvador. All right, let's see. Here's one. Thanks for sharing your experience with Captain Toe. I never met or knew him, but he seems like I lost a close friend when I heard about the incident. Yeah, so many people. So many people. All right, we'll come back after this. We're going to get him on, Captain Mike Gallo. We call it the Barn on the Bayou Report. He's next, and you'll hear him right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I got a text in from the Louisiana River Chicken. He's checking in. He's headed to chase an inshore slam in Lake Bourne with his friend and dad. The topwater bite's been on fire for trout and reminding everyone, be courteous to your fellow fishermen. Sound like there's going to be a crowd in Lake Bourne. Captain Mike Gallo joins us. Mike, what are they going to find in Lake Bourne?
Well, Don, I'm in Lake Bourne as we speak. I'm on the western side, kind of hiding from the wind a little bit.
Expect some company.
I like it. I want to find that topwater bite. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Hey, you're old enough to remember the shad rigs, huh?
Well, thank you very much. Of course I am.
Well, I was giving you an opportunity to lie, but I knew you wouldn't. Yeah, that was. I would have to say that was probably the number one artificial bait in its time, back in the probably late 60s, mid-60s.
Yeah, that many, many, many fish have been caught on shad rig under a popping cork or tight lined and catch them two at a time.
Yeah. You still use them at all?
very popular lure. I actually have some, and I plan on breaking them out in the fall and see if they'll continue to work. I know they will. I remember you did a show with them like some years ago, older lures, if they still worked.
Yeah, we did a show on older lures, and that show is now old, so I guess that would make them ancient, you know?
I do still use the Sparkle Beetle on occasion, and it's very productive.
Yep, that was another one. Very, very popular. In fact, a lot of times you would rig the two Sparkle Beetles in tandem like a shad rig instead of a hard bait.
Yep, exactly.
So what's your plan today? What are you looking for, and how are you going to fish them?
I have some long-time customers from Tennessee that drove down yesterday and stayed in the lodge, and they like catching redfish, so we're about to cut across Lake Bourne and see if we can find some of those grass beds where there might be some redfish holed up, and we'll be throwing spoons at them and matrix craw, that sort of thing. Hopefully we can find some. Last time I was in that area, I saw quite a few, and they were stubborn. So hopefully they're hungry by now.
You taking them to Dutch's Corner?
I went to Dutch's Corner one time. We talked about it, and we caught an undersize, and I hadn't been back.
Are these guys from Tennessee hunters?
That's a good question. You guys hunt?
These two do.
Two of them hunt. Two out of three.
Ask them if this has been a really terrible year for ticks in the woods.
He said, absolutely.
Man, I had 21 ticks on me when I went turkey hunting up there this year. And I thought maybe it was just they liked me because I smell like Cajun food when I went up there. I don't know.
You need to carry a possum in your pocket so he can eat those ticks.
He couldn't have eaten them fast enough. There were so many of them. But I guess it was just this year because I've never had that problem like that before. But they were certainly bad. Well, there's no ticks where you guys are. Hopefully you'll be able to catch some redfish. What if somebody wants to maybe concentrate on the white trout or specks? Where would you suggest?
Oh, I would suggest the deeper passes, Unknown Pass, Wrigley's Pass, Chef Pass, Bayou Thomas, all of those deep areas on the bottom. Get them started with some live shrimp on a drop shot, and then you may be able to switch it out for plastic or blend some plastic in with your live shrimp, and you should be able to catch as many as you want.
Good advice. Mike, I hear a little bit of wind in the background. You getting that north wind? How do you fish a north wind in August?
Oh, I'm just going to face the northern shoreline when I get across. You know, it's like November fishing. We're used to north winds in November, so it'll be the same sort of scenario. We're just going to be working the shoreline with the trolling motor, very reminiscent of bass fishing, the way we're going to pursue these redfish today.
Very good, very good. Well, Mike, we got John Jackson is going to be perusing Lake Bourne looking for triple tail. What has been the triple tail report? Have you come across any on your ventures going to and from?
I've seen several so far this year. It seems to be an above average year for triple tail. They seem to be mixed. Half of them seem to be keepers and half of them seem to be undersized. I guess I want to say half of the keepers don't want to bite. So they may have had some pressure or they saw you when you were approaching, something like that. But they're out there. They're hanging by, you know, anything breaking the water's surface. I'm always looking for them, and who knows, maybe we'll see one later this afternoon.
You know, they're a unique and a tasty fish, and a lot of people want to target them. Would you discourage somebody that says, I want strictly triple tail, or would you just advise them that, look, sometimes it happens, sometimes it don't. Your chances are good, but they're not excellent.
It just depends on, you know, you could target them, but I would say be prepared to burn a lot of fuel because you're just running crab traps or poles that are breaking the surface and looking for them. It's as much hunting as it is fishing, and you could really burn quite a bit of fuel. I see them on my way back. You know, now I might move east or west 2 or 3 miles to find a string of crab traps and just follow them on my way in, and if I happen to see one, great. If I don't, we just go on in. Generally, our day's done at that point in time. If we do see one, it's sort of a bonus fish. But you could certainly target them. I've I've targeted them with you before when,
yep.
when we were filming. They certainly can be caught. It's just a matter of how much time do you want to put in. When you have good conditions, you can obviously travel faster and cover more water, and obviously that'll provide you more opportunity to catch one or a few.
Exactly. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a trip with you, you know, a good thing about going there, if you don't find a triple tail, there's always lots of backup. There's white trout, there's specks, there's sheephead, there's drum, there's redfish, and it's all surrounding Lake Bourne, so it's all there for you. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Very simple. You can find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. My website is AAofLA.com. Social media, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Or you can call me at 985-781-7811.
Very good, Mike. Good luck to you and the Tennessee boys, and we'll find out how it worked out next week.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. All right. Coming up next, if you have ever thought that you might want to get involved in fishing, or if you plan on fishing it and you hadn't done much of bull red fishing from a kayak, Butch Ridgdell, our field reporter for Paddling Reports, coming up next. He'll give you some tips and advice. And still to come, I've got that little-known fact about how you might be able to win in the CCA Star that a lot of people don't talk about. We'll get to that, too. All that's coming up right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it's time for our Paddler's Report, brought to you by No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. They'll outfit you. If you're going to be fishing to ride the bull, they got everything you need, sharp-looking apparel. They got the paddle sports equipment. How about a new kayak? And if you're interested in learning about fly fishing and fly tying, they've got classes. You might want to check with Justin to find out when the next one is scheduled. Store opens up at 10 a.m. It's No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. And joining us now now is Butch Ridsdale, one of our field reporters. And, Butch, all the paddlers are excited about the annual Ride the Bull that's coming up next week, Bridgeside Marina in Grand Isle. Give us the lowdown on people who will be fishing this, maybe for the first time or hadn't been very successful at it. Take us from start to the finish when you're targeting a bull red in a kayak.
Okay, Don. Well, number one thing, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a big gathering. It's going to be crowded, but don't let that bother you. Of course, TFD number one. Watch what you're doing with that. But biggest thing down there, a lot of people are going to be throwing cut bait, live bait, just whole mullets, crack crab, gulp, the big 6-inch gulp on a big jig head. That's the main thing. When you're down there targeting the reds, a lot of people anchor up. Some people just kind of float around. It's no rhyme or reason. The schools come through periodically. Hopefully there's a lot of reds there for them next weekend. Get on one, have a big net. I use a spinning reel when I do it, like a 4000 series spinning reel with 65-pound braid. If I'm using a jig, which I normally do, I just throw the big gulp, 1 ounce, depending on the current, because the current can get ripping through there. Throw it out, throw it on the bottom, hope for the best. You do hook one, get ready for what they're calling the old Cajun sleigh rod, because they will drag you around. Take your time with it. Have you a good net. Get the fish, get him up close to you where you can get the fish in a net. And I believe now the boat comes to you and weighs the fish, and they release it.
That's correct.
Yes. So you get the boat, get it in there. I know everybody wants to get pictures and this and that, but, get him in a net, keep the fish, let him calm down, keep him in the water. Boat gets there, of course, get your bait out, let them weigh it, get the photo opportunity, and they'll make sure he's alive and go on to fight another day. But like I said, the biggest thing, just pay attention to your surroundings. They monitor really well for the tides and, if the current gets too strong. I've heard of, they've called it before, certain weather, that type of stuff. But hopefully next weekend we got great weather and everything goes good for everyone.
Butch, there may be a temptation to go light or even ultralight because you really want to fight, but for a couple of reasons. One, like you mentioned, it could be in crowded conditions. You don't want to get pulled into another kayak or cross lines with somebody. But the other reason is you want to get the fish there pretty quickly because he's got a much better chance of surviving. And the other thing is, I don't know if you've ever seen these nets, but they use them a lot in Alaska where I learned about them. And it's kind of a rectangle-shaped net that doesn't swim the fish in it. It swims the fish over it, and then it closes over the top of it. And then you can get your pliers and release it and then open it up and let it swim out like that. Have you seen those nets? I don't know if they even sell them around.
Yes, I have. And actually, one of the guys, I'm on Big Lake this morning. We just launched, me and a buddy of mine. He just got back from a trip from Alaska, and we've had a conversation about all the different things that he did up there. A couple of buddies of mine from Lafayette went up there a few weeks ago, and they just had a tremendous time, and they talked about all the different things that they do up there. It's just totally different from what we do. But, yeah, those nets, you'd have to order something like that online, I'm sure. Justin may be able to find it for you and get it in no wake if you want to go that route. But I personally, I use a big net. I always have long handle. It's just much easier, So many people, I got a flounder right by the kayak and he spit the hook. Well, I got a longer net. I can reach out there and get him a little bit quicker.
That's true. Well, while we got you there, what's the report on Big Lake? What are you expecting?
Well, I've been to Big Lake and the west of Holly Beach. We've had those little north winds for a few days the last few weekends. I went to the beach two weekends and I went to West Cove one weekend. West Cove was great. A lot of upper slot reds. I was really surprised. Caught several nice reds on just about anything you wanted to throw. A few trout. But on the beach, there was some nice trout. Not the numbers. The water wasn't as clear as I'd like to, but it was pretty good. This morning, we're right here above Pelican Point, and it's glass. Not a ripple on the water. So,
nice. How about a topwater bite, maybe?
Well, my buddy's throwing topwater right now. He hadn't blow up yet. Nope, nothing yet. So it's early. We're just getting started. We're going to head down towards Pelican Point and see what we can find.
Sounds good. Butch, thanks for the tips on the Ride the Bull, and good luck on your trip out there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thanks a lot, Don.
All righty. Butch Ridgedale, one of our field reporters. Next week you'll be hearing from Brendan Bayard. He may be fishing Ride the Bull. We'll find out. All right, we come back after this. It's Bad Boy of the Outdoors time. This week, a turtle smuggler. Not just any turtle smuggler. $1.4 million worth. We're back to tell his story right after we pause. This quick sponsor identification, check out these commercials. You may hear something you may be interested in purchasing. And getting some text messages in. This one from a regular listener, Lawrence Dufresne. He's a regular listener, but today he's listening in Alaska. He's up there, and, you know, I remember from the 17 times I've been to Alaska doing this show up there, we started at 2 a.m. Alaska time. Well, he got limits of silver salmon on the Kenai River. Check. Then Wednesday, they went flossing for sockeyes. Flossing is when you have to run the line through the mouth of the fish because they're not biting. He caught six of those. That's a phenomenal catch. And he sent me a picture of five-man limits of the one of the most tastiest fish in Alaska, the halibut. So I hope things are going good for you today, and welcome back when you get back. Alaska, last frontier, wonderful place for sure. All right, we got some more texts coming in. We'll get to those a little bit later on, but right now we're going to do our Bad Boy feature right after our pause. A quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, a New York man has pleaded guilty to smuggling turtles worth approximately $1.4 million to Hong Kong, along with venomous snakes and other reptiles. Wee Cheong Lin of Brooklyn pleaded guilty to falsely labeling live turtles as fake toys and exporting them in delivery boxes on a weeks-long journey to Hong Kong. Lin exported approximately 222 packages containing 850 turtles valued at that $1.4 million. This happened between August of 23 and November of 24. According to the court records, he labeled the boxes containing plastic animal toys. He's also accused of exporting 11 other packages filled with reptiles, some of them venomous snakes. Now, law enforcement found the turtles, and I got pictures of this. I have to put this on my Facebook page. It bound and taped inside knotted socks. In other words, he taped up the turtles so they couldn't crawl around, and then he'd stick them in a sock like they were rolled up socks and trying to get through border inspection. Well, they didn't make it. And so he was shipping these eastern box turtle and a three-toed turtle, and their prize feature in the domestic and foreign pet market in China and Hong Kong. So, facing a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a fine of $250,000, and also agreeing to abandon any property interest in the reptiles that were seized during the investigation and whose sentencing is set for December 23rd, when we'll be wishing a Merry Christmas to Wee Cheong Lin of Brooklyn, New York, our Bad Boy of the Outdoors. Oh, the lengths people go to, huh? Man, why don't you just do things honestly? All right, here we go. Let's see. We got some more texts coming in. This one says, Don, I remember using the shad rigs at the Flares out by Breton Island back in the day. Don't know if any of you guys remember those flares, but a lot of trout were caught out there. That's Mike in Myrtle Grove. Mike, I do remember that, man. We'd go out there. It was kind of eerie going out there, and you'd always worry about a thunderstorm coming up at night. But, boy, on a calm night, moonlight night, and those flares were burning and gave off all that light and would track the bait fish, and man, the big trout, white trout, and specks would stack up under those flares. Hadn't heard anybody mention that in quite a while, but thanks for doing that, Mike. All right, we come back after this. We're going to be talking to the plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. I put a call out there. Anybody see any blue-winged teal showing up in our marshes yet? Maybe he's seen some downriver. We'll check with him and also get the latest fishing report for you from Plaquemines Parish. He's down there at the Cajun Fishing Adventures, and he'll be up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the plastic man is Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. He joins us now. And, Ryan, I put the word out early this morning if there were any teal sightings, blue-winged teal, and I hadn't got a single one yet. Any birds show up down there yet? I guess I'm being a little bit too optimistic, pushing it, you know?
I saw them last week.
Did you?
Yeah. One flock way downriver.
Well, you know, we had that full moon last Saturday. I know I thought when I walked out to go to the studio I was going to need sunglasses. It was so bright. But I don't see a full moon before the opening of the teal season. Next full moon I see is the harvest moon, which is not till October the 6th.
Well, it's not just the moon. It's also the days get shorter and those little bulls start coming first. And, you know, it's about five of them just, you know, how they scoot, right? A little low in the water. So, yeah, they're coming. You know, it's a little cool front here, the full moon, you know, as days get short, there's a lot of things that trigger it, but they'll be here. They've been here for eons of time, and they'll be here this year. And actually, by it starting late, we ought to have one heck of a bang-up season for 9 days. I mean, it ought to be great.
Yeah, it's one thing you can sure count on is teal. You know, you don't have to get the Arctic fronts and all that kind of stuff. They coming, and like you say, it's length of day, and then especially on the moon cycle, too. Well, how's the fishing been this week? What you guys catching
there?
I'll
tell you what, everybody limited out on reds yesterday before the rain came, and the rain came. Oh, did it come? By 10:30, it just started ganging up on us from every direction, so everybody got their limit and came on in, and we spent the day in, and then yesterday evening they got nice again. But I'm gonna go rig up. I got my boat all rigged up. I'm gonna go break a new boat in today and go sight fish some redfish too.
Now, were they catching these? You know, pulling up to the islands and fishing along the banks, or cruising for them, or were they looking for tide lines in open water? What was the pattern?
They were fishing points.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's normally how all the guys nowadays go pull up on a point with some live shrimp and catch their fish. You know, not only mine, almost everybody, which really good for me because I have everything from point to point for me.
Yeah, you don't have a crowd to deal with it.
Yeah, so all of my Florida boys are in right now, too. You know, I have the Florida guys come in every summer, and they bring their own customers, and they stay mm-hmm. for a month or two, and they only sight fish. They don't keep fish. You know, they just out there taking their customers to try to sight fish some bull reds, and they've been doing okay. It hasn't been like normal this year because the fish just didn't act right. You know, they didn't spawn on the last moon, which, you know, last year and the year before they did. So they won't spawn until the next full moon. Then it's going to go crazy.
You know, I have heard from people that Florida red fishermen are some of the best. That's because they don't hardly have any redfish over there. And the fact that they come into your lodge proves that. Is that true? Are they some of the better fishermen you've got down here?
Some of them almost as good as me.
Almost that good, huh? Wow.
No,
that's saying
no,
something.
They're good fishermen. They really are because, you know, they don't live bait fish. They still, most of them, you know, a lot of those guys fish white bait and stuff over there. But a lot of these guys are still, they're the old tournament group. You know, the fraternity from when we all had the tournament itch and we sight fish. And they're just good fishermen. They're very technical. So I just love when I'm just around because it's like a big fraternity. They come every summer and, you know, we talk and we have a good time. They do a lot of social media. They're just good. They're good for my business and they're good people.
What kind of boats do they like?
A couple of them have these real shallow ones, they're using Texas, you know, the shallow, wide boats that they can get on the tower on top and look.
Yeah.
And then C.A. Richardson, he comes every year, and he uses a Hell's Bay that he push-pulls.
Right.
Now, he's a stud because he's been push-pulling all his time. And like me, when I hit 65, I quit push-pulling because I figured if I fall, I never fell off the platform, but if you fall off that platform at 65 and land in the boat, something's going to break.
he must have arms like Popeye, huh?
Oh, he's a stud. But you know what? Once you know how to push pull, it's not like you're forcing the boat. You're going, when you get it going, you're easing around. It's an art. You know, push pulling is an art, just like fishing's an art. And people think it's hard. It's not hard at all. But standing up on that platform all day is hard because you know, one, if you have two customers, one said, well, my shoulder's hurting. You go, you get up here. Then I said, yeah, I'm done. You get up here. You been up there push-pulling the whole time. Nobody says, hey, God, you want a little break?
So what kind of boat are you breaking in today?
Another Skeeter, brand new 241.
There you go. Man, yep. You've been a Skeeter guy for a long time. Huh?
Now, since 1995, when they made the first bay boat, they brought the mold here. And old Joe Green brought the mold here and said, son, I want you to look at this boat. And I was son there. Now I'm old man.
Yeah, they had some difficulties breaking into the saltwater market, as I remember. But they straightened it out quick.
Oh, they got it going right now. I mean, every slot in my shed has got a beautiful Skeeter sitting in it. That's 11 slots. So that's a lot of Skeeters.
Yes, it is. And not mosquitoes, anyway, we're talking about. Well, that sounds good. Looks like things are pretty much on time. What's going on down in Mexico? What's the next thing at Nolajase?
Dove season opened day before yesterday, and I'm teaching a new manager how to manage this place, so I didn't get to go. You know, it was the owner's hunt. So I won't go until Labor Day weekend. And they said they are like mosquitoes. They have so many doves this year. It's incredible. Which, when they say that, I'm talking about a lot of doves. I still got maybe two or three spots left on my October 2 through 5 trip. If anybody would want to go experience that, that would be a good time to come.
Well, we're going to give out your phone number in just a minute. But let me ask you, do y'all shoot those parakeets down there? Do y'all have those?
No.
You know the one
I'm
talking about?
In Argentina, we do. You know, I don't. Well, I might shoot one of them just to look at it because they're so beautiful. But they are some annoying little beasts.
Same ones that were invading here for a while, and now I don't see them anymore? They were everywhere, but those colony-type nests.
Yeah, that's right. That's them.
Got that big, long tail, yeah.
There are millions of them in Argentina. I mean, those big, giant nests everywhere. Every tower's got them. Trees got them. They're hanging. I mean, they might be 20 foot long. And they just colonies of them, and they squeak and squawk, and oh my God, when we
I bet you it was 20 years ago I did a feature on those things. It was the monk parrot, I think was the name of it, and they, all of a sudden they went away. They were like invasive species. They were all over the place, and they were worried about them.
The cold gets them, I think. I'm not sure.
Maybe so.
You know, by the lakefront, I think by the lakefront they still have some out there.
Yeah, they got all kind of stuff out there. All right, so those people that want to go with you down to Mexico and get on that dove hunt in October, give them that telephone number.
They can get me at 504-559-5111. And that's quite the trip. It's so exclusive. I mean, you can't go without an invitation because, you know, it's that good.
Yeah. All right. All is good down in Buras. We thank you for the report. Break that boat in. Let me know how it works for you.
Will do, buddy. Will do.
See you next time. Captain Ryan Lambert, he's our plastic man. In case you're wondering why we call him that, he abhors using live or dead bait. He just don't like that stink on his fingers. He loves fishing plastics, and he's very good at it. All right, coming back after this, we're going to wrap up with some text messages, and I have not forgot about you. If you have not signed up for the CCA Star Tournament, I'm going to give you one excellent reason why you should. Back with that right after this pause, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, here's another text from my buddy Old Man Sam. He says, it sounds like the ragweed pollen is floating in the air, hitting him hard this morning. A little honey and a shot of bourbon in his coffee might help, LOL. Yeah, it just might do that. I don't know, maybe it is the ragweed, but boy, I tell you, something's really got my German short hair pointer's allergies up, smoky. In fact, I'm going to have to get her an injection. Maybe it is the ragweed stuff. Anybody know anything about the ragweed? All right, we also have a text in from our Ohio listener who is out planting daisies this morning that says, at least I'm not pushing them up. Stay well, y'all. All right, now I've been talking about the CCA Star Tournament. You know, it wraps up on Labor Day. It's the longest, richest tournament in the history of Louisiana. It runs from Memorial Day to Labor Day, categories for everything that swims, for every type of person, what type of equipment you use, bank, kayak. And the premier category is the redfish. And the way this works, they tag 100 redfish before the tournament and release them. And the first 10 people that catch them win big prizes. The first prize is a Chevy pickup truck. And then the next 9 are boats in descending order of expense. And this is a rule that I didn't really know about this until I just read it. I don't know how long they've done it. And it just came up because this is a very unusual year. I think so far there's been 5 red tag redfish caught. Those are the ones worth prizes. The blue tags, you get a year's worth of Michelob beer. I wouldn't mind that either. But anyway, that's a blue tag. But we have had, I think, 5 red tags turned caught, but none of those people were registered, which means the first one that catches a tagged redfish and is registered for the tournament wins a Chevy Silverado. The second and third eligible after that win a 23-foot Avid Mag bay boat. Then fourth, fifth, and sixth get an 18-foot Freedom Patriot. Seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth get a Gator Tail Extreme 1754. And I got to tell you, Gator Tail is one of the best on the market for surface drives, for getting in the shallows, for duck hunting and fly fishing up in those shallow marshes. Anyway, there's a rule, and I did not know about this, but it says if the second prize, and only the second prize, is not claimed by an eligible angler. In other words, if we don't get down to the second tagged redfish caught by a registered angler, if we just get down to the first, or we don't get any at all, a drawing of all 2025 participants determines the winner, and they will be given a 23-foot Avid Mag bay boat. So there you go. You ain't got to catch a fish. You don't have to go on the water. If you just buy a star ticket and either the truck is one but not the second place boat, or neither the truck nor the second place boat is one, there will be a drawing, from random drawing, from everybody who signed up to get that 23-foot Avid Mag boat. Now, you can't go wrong with that. So you still got almost a month to fish. It's not over till, well, not really. You got, what, several weeks before the Labor Day weekend comes in here and closes out to be over. But if you've gone fishing and you haven't bought a star ticket, let me tell you, I have interviewed so many people who caught tagged redfish, weren't registered, and some who were registered and won big prizes. And I asked them, did you really think that you would ever catch? And most of them said, I never dreamed it. I just bought it just to help support the cause and just in case. And they ended up winning. So it's not beyond possibility. And then now with this, and we're getting late in the game, and if nobody claims the first two prizes and you're signed up, you'll be in a drawing for that 23-foot bay boat. So there you go. There's your little known way to do it. All right, that's about going to wrap it up. When we hear Reed Allaman singing at this time on a Saturday morning, that means my time is done, and my time with you is done. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in all these years, those of you who are longtime listeners. Hope you'll join us again next week and each and every week. We do it 52 weeks a year. We get together. It's like being at the camp, talking about hunting, fishing, joking, laughing, food, cooking, all kinds of stuff you might hear on this program. And we certainly enjoy each other's company. So hope you'll be back with us again. Thanks to Mr. Coleman, our executive producer of this show, pushing all the right buttons at all the right times. See you next week on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.